You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Dotted around the country are reminders of New Zealand's colonial past in the form of statues. Many of the people in these statues committed atrocities in their time, and their legacies are being re-evaluated. I spoke with Dr. Hidani Carr from the University of Auckland about these statues, what they represent, and what should be done about them in 2018.
There's been a lot of discussion recently around statues in other countries with the likes of Cecil Rhodes and Robert E. Lee being pulled down. We've not really had much of this discussion in Aotearoa around our colonial statues. Why do you think this is?
So, firstly, there's been quite a bit of discussion around statues in Aotearoa, but amongst Māori, since they've been erected. So that's one thing to consider. This is about Pākehā becoming woke. To New Zealand's history, which is a thing, but I think the other issue is it's become an issue for Pākehā because it's become an issue in the States, for example, which is whatever it takes really to get this discussion going is important. But Māori have been aware of these issues since forever in some ways.
So, do you think people or Pākehā and New Zealand have just kind of stayed willfully ignorant around the issue?
Yeah, I think so. It's an interesting mix about how societies, Pākehā society, forgets its past. Americans are just as good at it. Canadians, Australians, because, who really wants to remember that, your country, your wealth, your privilege is founded on the invasion of another people and the continued oppression and suppression of another people. To forget is quite a relief from that, I think. And also, the way they never really understood that in the first place as well. So better not to discuss these things, better to forget them. And that they're coming back can be painful, and you get the comments and stuff, or the New Zealand Herald, which is, people's discomfort at having to grapple with their past.
I suppose, do you feel people sort of look at these statues and don't really know the history behind the people in them?
Yeah, of course. But we can all be guilty of that. And the Marmaduke Nixon statue in Otahu is probably a great example of that. He led the charge against, the brave charge against women and children at Rangiawhia in the Waikato, and massacred women and children. And yet that statue's been sitting there forever, and everyone's like, oh, cool, that's historic of some sort. That the story's been rediscovered recently, again, by Pākehā's been... an interesting process. Look, even Great South Road. The road was developed specifically for the invasion of Waikato and the taking of their lands. That's another memorial that we travel on every day. We talk about George Grey very casually, and there's places named after him. We're surrounded by these, whether they're statues or names or places, we're surrounded by this history that we tend to ignore on a daily basis.
So even just across the road in Albert Park, we've got a statue of Governor Grey, who oversaw some pretty bad things, land removals, slaughtered many Māori.
Not personally, right?
Well, not personally, but... do you feel sort of having statues of these people, people kind of look at them and say, well, I suppose they can't have done anything that bad, or else there wouldn't be a statue of them?
Yeah, I think it does send a problematic message, with these statues. It tends to accentuate certain parts of their history and therefore of New Zealand's history, while ignoring others. Give them some fangs or something, and make it a more representative statue. He's a complicated person, but was responsible for some terrible acts. And if you're from the Waikato and you see that statue in all its glory, and it is a glorious statue, the thing is huge, and very phallic in that that kind of way, but if you saw that and you're from the Waikato, you're just reminded of the pain of having all of your land stolen, of people starving to death after the wars, of a long history of poverty caused by that man. It's real. The pain is real for a lot of people, and the pain has been ignored, and to have him glorified in that way unquestioningly is of course very problematic.
So do these statues kind of act as a constant reminder for Māori of or just the bad past that we've had in this country?
Yeah, I think so. Well, here's the other little irony. I think we should be careful of